Stop. Oh, sorry, it wasn't an order. I'm scared of you, Jane. I always do what you say. Arthur. The going down of the sun when the sky gets red. It's all right, don't you? Thanks, Tom. When the sky gets red, the going down of the sun. Okay, so red can remind us of all sorts of things. It can say stop. It can say danger. It can say blood. Lots of different things that red can remind us of. Okay, so the other half of your poppy is another colour. Or some would argue it's not a colour. Those arty people would say that's not a colour, it's white. What does the colour white suggest to us? What does it suggest? Okay, young man there, shout out loud. Blankness. Blankness, like some of your faces, yeah. Like some of their faces, definitely. Blankness, good one. High five from a distance. There we go, thank you. Blankness. Clouds. Clouds can be white. I'm going to come over here. Yep. Peace. Excellent. Paper. White sheet of paper, yes. Sometimes when I've got to write a talk or a sermon or prepare a service like this, I get a nice blank sheet of paper and I sit at my desk and I get a pen and it stays a blank sheet of paper for a long time. And then I'll start and I'll think, oh, don't like that, that's rubbish, and throw it in the bin and start again with another blank sheet of paper. Something else. Pure. Oh, very good. I'm glad you're here because they're hopeless, but you're great this morning. Any other suggestions? What could white stand for? Ice and snow. Yes. Ice and snow. Anything else? Nick? Clouds, we've got. Yep. Light. Yeah, clouds, light. One more, young man there. Necker. Stand up. Oh, well, you're a bit small. I tell you what, if that gentleman will keep a hand on you, you can stand on the pew, because we want to get rid of them anyway. Stand on the pew. Give us a twirl with your white necker. Very smart, too. I think he deserves a round of applause for that. So white can suggest a lot of things to us, too. This morning you have your poppy. You've got your red bit and your white bit. I had one. I seem to put it. Oh, there it is. I put it down. The red for us this morning reminds us to remember. And of course, that remember is connected with those two short readings we had from the Bible. In one of those readings, we're encouraged to remember all that God has done for us. Now, this side, every time I say the word remember, I would like to see the red bit of your puppy, please. So you hold your puppy like that and wave the red bit in my direction, just to make sure you're still awake. Particularly for those towards the back. So let's practice. Remember. Well done. Good. Not this side. Wait for it. Remember. It's important to remember. And that reading from the Psalms reminds us to remember all that God does for us. The very fact that we're alive is because God recreates us and gives us breath and gives us life every day. We need to remember that. Oh, not bad. I'm going to have trouble catching you out, remember. I caught some of you then, didn't I? The very fact that we're alive is because God remembers us, and we're called to remember that God gives us life. But he doesn't just give us life, he gives us other things that we've thought about this morning in this service. He gives us forgiveness. He gives us his love. He gives us his blessing. And the Psalm passage reminds us to remember. Now the other passage, that letter from Paul to a group of people 2,000 years ago, says, I always remember you. And I remember you because of your generosity. And I remember you because you remember me. And I remember... Wait. small ways, excuse me, in our relationships and friendships, we're called to renew our commitment to peace. In the big ways, in the things we do, the things we say, how we think about politics, our attitudes to conflict, we're called to renew our commitment to peace with each other. These poppies are special because they remind us to remember, but they also call us to renew. I would ask you to take them home and put them somewhere where you go to a lot, to remind you to remember and to renew. Now, in my case, where do I go to a lot? The fridge. You put them wherever you think you go to a lot, to remind you to remember and to renew. We remember those who've given their lives. You forgot then, didn't you? Let's try that again. We remember those who've given their lives, but we also commit ourselves to renew ourselves in God to bring peace to all people. Remember and renew. We're going to sing two songs. The